From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo reports for Capital Confidential that the state legislature is still working on a check on executive power in Albany, even after the current governor, and I quote, beat back language in the final budget deal, end quote, against such a proposal. Lombardo writes, and I quote, transparency watchdogs would prefer to have a database of deals written into statute to ensure it includes meaningful accountability measures and isn't subject to the whims of the governor, end quote. In Albany, governors have power over Empire State development and economic development projects that can be handed over to favored projects, where politicians the governor wishes to curry favor from Hale. The current chief executive, Andrew Cuomo, cut a database of deals from the state budget earlier this year, but a state spokesperson previously said Empire State Development is, and I quote, fully committed to implementing the new database of incentives as soon as possible in a format that can be easily navigated and serve as an important public resource, end quote. Read the full story in Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Patricia R. Doxey reports for the Daily Freeman that giving up plastic drinking straws will be back in front of Ulster County legislators this month. A proposal would make plastic straws on demand only in restaurants and fast food establishments, but still allow paper straws. On May 9th, the county legislature's Energy and Environment Committee sent the Skip the Straw law to the full legislature. Local restaurants would post signs telling customers that single-use plastic straws are available upon request. Legislature Majority Leader Jonathan Heppner, Democrat of Woodstock, who also supports banning plastic forks and knives, said, and I quote, this is no means to an end, but it is a step forward, end quote. Americans use between 63 billion and 142 billion plastic straws per year, according to the New York Times, and the Plastic Pollution Coalition predicts that by 2050, the world's ocean will contain more plastic than fish by weight. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Amelia Teasdale reports in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board holds a public hearing on the proposed new zoning law at 6 p.m. May 23rd at the Tri-Village Firehouse in Old Chatham. The zoning proposal is online at chathamnewyork.us/government/zoning. Last August, September, and this past March, Chatham held public hearings on zoning and then later updated and changed the proposal based on public input. The short-term rental section of the zoning proposal has been changed several times. The latest version allows property owners to rent out their properties for up to 30 days a year. But to rent out a property 31 days or more a year, the property would have to be the owner's, and I quote, fixed, permanent, and principal home for legal purposes and which is physically occupied by the owner for the purposes of living there at least 160 days per calendar year, end quote. To be adopted, the proposed law has to be reviewed again by the County Planning Board and the Town Planning Board, and the town has to hold another public hearing. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Dara Tapton reports for Columbia Green Media that new Catskill Village trustee Natasha Law is working to create a new pocket park on the west side for the village. Law and other volunteers cleared the space on West Bridge Street on May 4th as part of the village cleanup day. Law said, and I quote, I'm going to be working with the Catskill Community Center and PROS, Personal Recovery Oriented Services, to set up a community garden. I want to teach children about planting and harvesting, end quote. Michelle DeLarge, owner of Winkle's Bakery across the street from the project, is working to design a book box where residents can leave a book or take a book. The story says the location is private property, but does not say who owns the land. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC newsroom, I'm Philip Gray. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.